Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We've pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place, just to make life easier for you. Let's start with the confusion around the status of Davy Fitzgerald's role at Antrim currently. What is going on there? Well, we tried to get to the bottom of it. I started by asking Waterford hurling legend John Milan if he knew anything.
Oh, Ian, this is a great story now, there, boy.
Yeah.
As if the hurling season wasn't juicy enough, this is giving us the full carton of Tropicana, boy. Davy is box office wherever he goes, Ian. We knows that.
Yeah.
He's like the Jose Mourinho of hurling, so he is. Wouldn't matter who he was managing, Ian. It could be Ballygun or Camogie under 5 team, and he'd still find a way to get on the news.
I know.
Me phone is blown up here, Ian. It's gone mental, boy.
Thanks a million for that, John. Fair play to you for coming along. We've also got Donald O'Cusack on the line. Donald, you're friendly with Davy, aren't you?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're friendly. What I mean is, you used to work with him when he was managing Clare, and you know.
Who told you that?
Well, Donald, it's common knowledge. Like, I mean,
with who?
With who? With everybody.
Who's everybody? Where are you getting your information from?
Well, the papers, for starters.
The papers.
Journalists in here.
You believe everything you read in the papers, do you? Oh. 40 years in the business, shirts in the papers.
Yeah. Journalists in here as well.
Journalists.
You know, the off the ball guys and all that. Listen, I'm sorry I asked.
What are you sorry about?
Okay, listen, thank you very
sorry?
Much. No, it's okay. Thank you very much, Donald O'Cusack there. I think we got Davy. I think we can go to Davy right now, and I think he is on the line. Hello, Davy, how's it going?
Yeah, how's it going, Ian? Sorry you couldn't reach me there. I'm just driving here, so fire away there. Go on.
All right, okay. I just wonder, are you still with Antrim? What's the story?
I'm not answering that question, Ian.
No, you
won't get me that easy now, so you won't.
If
you want to ask me something else, I've no problem chatting away to you.
Okay,
so fire away and ask me something else, and I'll do my best for you.
Have you been removed from Antrim?
No. That's the same question as the last one, Ian, except turned upside down, so it was. I know what you're trying to do, but you won't get it out of me, Ian.
Okay, well, no, training was cancelled the other night. Is that right, is it?
Training was cancelled the other night, so it was, that's correct. And I'll tell you, I wasn't a happy man about that. Round trip from Clare up to Antrim, full tank of petrol, so I did.
Right.
Wasted on the whole affair. Oil gone up to $125 a barrel this morning. I'm taking out a second mortgage trying to get fuel into this car and get through the McDonough Cup with Antrim. I am. So I'm a proud Antrim man.
Right.
And I have
nothing but good things to say
about Antrim. There are great people up here in Antrim, and I'm a proud Antrim man.
Look, Davy, the whole country just wants to know what the hell is going on.
Now, ye listen to me, Dempsey.
Here we go.
I'm an innocent man, right? I've done nothing wrong, And the people of Antrim knew that. And I'll tell ye the truth.
Go on.
Will come out. If not now, then 15 or 20 years from now. And I won't be persecuted by ye or anybody else in the Free State Media, so I won't.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
A recent report claimed that standards in Irish gyms have lapsed, with fitness fanatics failing to adhere to even basic gym etiquette, like wiping the sweaty machines down after themselves. Daniel O'Donnell took me for a walk around his own gym, pointing out the worst offenders.
Yes. Here it is anyway, Ian. I'm just pushing it. Yeah, look, there it is.
Oh, very good.
anyway.
Oh, right. It's packed. There's loads of people there. Yeah. It's popular, isn't it?
Which gym are you in yourself in?
Sorry, I can't hear you very well there. What?
Which gym are you in yourself?
Which gym?
Yeah.
No, I'm hopefully going to be inspired by you today.
Do you lift at home?
I lift all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, there's the same people here every day. They're mad places, these gyms.
Yeah.
Like, can you hear me? There's a fellow over there, right? Do you see over to my right?
Okay.
He just sits on the bench and he just looks at himself in the mirror.
Oh, my God.
Like, see, he lifts one weight and then he just stares at himself in the mirror for about 10 minutes.
Right.
Like he's having an existential crisis. There's another fellow over here to my left. I think Damien is his name.
Damien.
He just scrolls on his phone all morning, head down between his knees. Knees.
Are you doing a program or something?
I'm just going to wander around here. I'm just doing a few weights. Hang on, your man's finished the leg machine here. I'll wander over here.
Okay.
Sorry, excuse me. Harry, are you finished with this old leg machine there?
Yeah, carry on there, yeah.
Cheers. Sorry. Ian, your man's sweating like a pig and he's left the whole machine soaked in his bodily fluids, for God's sake.
Do they have towels and stuff?
Look, I have my towel, but I'm not rubbing his droplets of bacteria. Yeah. He's soaked the place. It's like as if it's been rained on. Yeah. I'm not putting his droplets into my towel then wiping my face with his sweat.
Oh, God. When you think about it, God, when you follow it through. Jeez.
Disgusting. I'll go over here and try to use this barbell. Ah, right. Not this fella. Okay. Jesus, not him again. This fella, he's here every day, and I call this fella the Growler.
The Growler?
This fella. Jesus, here he goes. Oh. The headphones on him as well.
Why do you call him the Growler?
Why do you think? Oh, Christ. Would you shut up, would you? Like as if he's had a heart attack. Don't worry, Ian, he can't hear me. He's got his headphones on.
Alright, that's fine.
There's no point. He's soaking the place as well. I'll just go over here to the treadmill. Ah, Jesus. Sweaty Betty's using it. Oh, here she is. She's on her phone as usual. Oh, look at her. Jeez, I can't get on the treadmill now.
Well, listen, I wasn't going to open my mouth.
Hello?
Do you know, because I don't want to be a gossip, you know, and that's just not my
she's
style.
You.
You know?
Yeah, I know. She's on the phone.
But, I did see them now out
I'm
and
not
about.
Going to
I
be getting on this
on
treadmill.
Down on the main street, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I was very surprised, to be honest with you, but...
When
you know,
be finished?
I didn't say anything.
Oh,
I said, look, you know, let bygones and all
sweaty
that,
Betty,
you know.
Is it?
Oh, but that Sweaty Betty,
I was surprised now. I was.
Oh, were you surprised? Jesus. I haven't got a tap done, Ian. Listen, I'll try and go over here.
Okay.
There's a stretching area over on the mat here.
You haven't done anything yet. Sure you haven't.
Well, I'll try and do a few stretches on the mat over here.
Okay.
Just see how it goes.
Okay.
Just having
Guys, absolutely crushing it here.
Sorry, excuse me.
Throwing the iron around the place I am.
Excuse me.
Just knocked out
He's
five
on his phone,
sets
Ian.
On the obliques. Don't forget those obliques, guys.
I'm going to have to interrupt this guy.
If you want to chisel in those beautiful warrior abs into yourself.
Sorry, excuse me, love.
Yeah, what's the story, man?
You wouldn't mind not filming. I'm in shot behind you, please. Privacy. I'm just doing a few stretches.
Bit late for that now, chief. I'm live streaming, like...
Sorry?
Sorry, folks. Bit of a randomer there behind me.
Sorry, who are you calling?
Daniel O'Donnell.
Randomer. Anyway...
There's no point in talking to me, and I can't do anything. There's people filming themselves. There's grunting like pigs. They're sweating. They're spilling out all over the place. Yeah. I was in the sauna yesterday, and a fella started shaving himself in front of me.
Oh, for God's sake.
In the sauna. That's pulled ridiculous. Out his shaver and started shaving himself.
It's his face, I presume, was it?
It was his face, Ian. It was.
Good.
I've had it in here. There's nothing going. I can't get anything done. I'm going to head into the shower.
Oh, okay, right.
Let's go back out here into the shower. Oh, Jesus.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Now, The Devil Wears Prada 2 opens this weekend, of course, but that's not the only movie that had us talking this week. I was lucky enough to obtain an exclusive snippet of the trailer for one of the summer's biggest blockbusters, Michael, the movie. But it's not the one you're thinking of.
It's the film biopic of 2026. One man who had it all. The fans. The millions. The moves. The hat. This is Michael.
It's all very well for you above in the doll in Dublin, but I'm standing up for the small media of Kilgarvan.
He came from nothing to rule a kingdom.
JCB, easy as 1, 2, 3. Rent it to you from me, JCB. 1, 2, 3, choose Healy, Rape, and Tyre.
A man who fought for his county and loved every village within it.
Venus! Venus! It's gorgeous if you haven't seen it. Dingle has fungi, Killarney is nice, but there is one village, take my advice, it's Venus. Just Venus, go there.
A man who made a fortune.
Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on with the cash. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on with the cash. Don't stop. Don't stop till you get enough.
And who fell out with his family to achieve his dream.
Denny, are you okay? Denny, are you okay? Are you okay, Denny? Denny, are you okay?
No!
Denny, are you okay? Are you okay, Denny? Denny, are you okay?
No!
Denny, are you okay? Are you okay, Denny? Denny, are you okay?
No!
Denny, are you okay? Are you okay, Denny?
No!
Featuring a stunning duet with Micheál Martin.
I don't understand the way you think, saying it's your way and not mine.
Well?
Resignations and your silly speech, really just a waste of time, because it's mine.
Well, I have
Michael.
To disagree.
The doggone doll is mine.
Micheál, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Michael is Michael at his peak.
Darkness falls across the land. The carbon tax is close at hand. But Michael's here with a bag of coal to save y'all's house and save y'all's soul.
One man against an entire government.
Because you're bad, you're bad, you know it.
Deputy Healy Ray.
You know you're bad,
Deputy
you're
Healy
bad,
Ray.
You know it.
Deputy Healy Ray.
Michael, coming soon to a parish hall near you.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Last weekend was a big one for GAA, and I was lucky enough to cross live to Marty Morrissey for a full rundown. But things took a sharp turn when a chap called Jay from Cork called in. Pure raging about the lack of praise for his beloved Cork.
Good morning. The All-Ireland Championship, football and hurling, burst into beautiful life this weekend like a spring lamb. Where do you start? The Rossies, Roscommon, Trouncing Mayo and their wunderkind, Kobe MacDonald in McHale Park. Could Roscommon go all the way? Down! Miraculously defeating Donegal in their backyard in Letterkenny with their Jim McGuinness. And in the hurling, Kilkenny are the cats back as they put Wexford through the wood chipper. And yesterday, in a titanic struggle in Walsh Park, Waterford, who were all but dead and buried, who were all but gone, who were all but consigned to the scrap heap of history, until Kevin Mahoney scored a goal. What a goal! At the death to equalise. And now, Waterford and Tipperary are still clinging to hope. Hope, hope. From Kilmeaton to Kilmacthomas. From Nina to Cashel.
Absolutely. Oh, oh, hang on, sorry, Marty. Just hang on there for a second there, Marty. Sorry. Hello.
Dempsey.
Yeah.
Dempsey.
Yeah.
Dempsey.
Yeah.
How are you getting away with this?
Me?
How are you getting... I say you ring your wife every Friday saying, honey, put on the cuddle, but after getting away with it for another week. You're an absolute disgrace to
is
broadcasting.
This about me, is it? Hang on a second.
Dempsey, shut up, Morrissey, with your fake tan and your stupid curls. Listen to me now, Dempsey. Did you even witness what was going on down in Parky Queeve yesterday?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I was about to get on to it, Marcy,
I'll come to you in a minute. Talking about the Rossies and football. And one of the greatest feats, I'd say John Sweetman is going to do an episode on how Cork burgled Limerick down in Parky Queeve yesterday. We beat the All-Ireland champions last week. We beat the league champions this week. The Iranian embassy was on. They were saying, are the Downies available? They were catching missiles out of the sky, Dempsey. We saw nothing like it. And Morrissey, with his fake tan and his crumbled up hair, and you with your floppy hair, and you're coming to it last, Dempsey. I met Kieran Mack walking down the marina. He was with Tony Sullivan, the baby Jesus, right? And they were saying, listen to me, Dempsey, because this is serious. They were saying, Limerick, you're a lady, me arse. They said they must have sent down the camogie team. Kieran Mack said, Kyle Head looked more comfortable down the gas station. Well, we're only... What's wrong? Go on, Marcy.
With the greatest of respect, I did have a report already on Cork, but I mean, obviously, you're doing it yourself. Hello?
Morrissey, I tell you now, on behalf of all the people in Cork now, and listen to this carefully, come in closer there now, closer. Put all the producers in around this now, right?
Yeah, Morrissey, we're all listening.
On behalf of the people of Cork. We want to see it, you, Morrissey. Is your son lying?
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Another massive story making headlines this week was the proposed Katie Taylor fight at Croke Park. What's the latest with that? Will it happen? When will it happen? Where will it happen?
Good morning, Ian, to you and your listeners. And I think this is a very serious issue. Yeah. I really do. I really think this is a very serious issue. And I want to be very clear about this.
Yeah.
Even clearer than I normally am, which is exceptionally clear.
Yeah.
We are going to do everything in our power to make sure that Katie Taylor gets the send-off she deserves. Katie Taylor is a national hero. And as minister responsible for this, I will leave no stone unturned.
Okay. Sorry, Simon... I know you have a lot of jobs there.
Yes,
isn't Patrick O'Donovan the Minister for Sport? Like, should he not be?
Patrick O'Donovan is indeed Minister for Sport, but yesterday I appointed myself Minister for Boxing, which is a different ministry for this vital period, and I intend to make this happen.
Right, okay. Very good. Katie! Simon, can you just hang on
there for a second?
We've got Katie on the line. Hi, Katie, go ahead there.
Yeah, listen, Ian, thanks. To be honest with you, I'm sick to the teeth of going on the radio and TV talking about this. Is it on? Is it off? Where's it gone? And my head is bleeding burst thinking about it.
Yeah.
Let's get this fight over the line once and for all. I don't care who gets it over the line. I'm losing patience at this stage. Yeah. Let's make Croke Park happen.
Can I ask you, if Croke Park, if Croke Park wasn't available, would you do the Aviva? I mean... If you think about it, like just from a logistical point of view, it's nearer Bray, isn't it?
With the greatest of respect, Ian, you can stick here to Viva. What's Bray got to do with it? It's just another few steps on the dart, a few stops on the dart.
Yeah.
It's Croke Park or nowhere, right?
Okay,
sorry, like I'm losing my head here, right? What do we have to do?
Yeah.
They've thrown out Sheeran in there as well now. More do you need?
Yeah.
Katie, it's Minister for Boxing here, Simon Harris. What about, I had an idea yesterday, of course, I'm a TD in Wicklow, and Ockram GAA field is in County Wicklow. It's in my constituency. I can make it happen. We can make it happen, Katie.
Ockram.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm very serious.
I'll tell you what, Simon. I'll see you down in Ockram GAA field later on today about 3 o'clock and I'll box the bleeding head off you, okay? What more do we need, Ian? We have Ed Sheeran.
What about Cian Ducrow?
Cian Ducrow? I'll batter you as well, Dempsey, so we'll go back out of her. Go away!
And that's your lot for Gift Grub, your weekly fix. Remember, you can listen live every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
Not nice!
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?